This is Dakota Datebook for September 19th. On this date, in 1957, newspapers across the country reported on Louis Armstrong's recent remarks during an appearance at Grand Forks Central High School, where he expressed outrage over the crisis at Little Rock High School. Armstrong said he wouldn't travel to Russia if the U.S. government asked him to, saying, "The people over there ask me what's wrong with my country. What am I supposed to say?" He added, "The way they are treating my people in the South, the government can go to hell." After expressing his frustration with Arkansas Governor Faubus and President Eisenhower, he remarked, "It's getting almost so bad, a colored man hasn't got any country." The news spread rapidly, reaching as far as Budapest and Australia. The State Department got flustered and embarrassed. Armstrong's road manager attempted to retract Armstrong's statements, but Armstrong responded, "I wouldn't take back a thing I've said. What I've said is me. I have a right to get sore and say something about it. Do you dig me when I say I still have a right to blow my top over injustice?" Armstrong faced backlash, including a boycott by Southern disc jockeys led by radio station WBKH of Hattiesburg, Mississippi. Sammy Davis Jr. and Congressman Adam Clayton Powell also criticized him. As Armstrong faced backlash, black entertainers like Eartha Kitt, Lena Horne, Nat King Cole, and Jackie Robinson, who had the ear of President Nixon, came to Armstrong's support. Newspaper companies, such as the Minneapolis Spokesman and Pittsburgh Courier, also praised Armstrong's stance against inequality. On September 24, 1957, President Eisenhower invoked the Insurrection Act, federalized the Arkansas National Guard, and sent the 101st Airborne Division to integrate Little Rock Central High School. Columnist Drew Pearson sided Louis Armstrong with changing the president's mind. The following day, Armstrong exclaimed, "The president, he's the greatest. Ike and Lincoln, hallelujah." What happens in North Dakota does not always stay in North Dakota. It can sometimes have a profound effect on the world. A Grand Forks Herald reporter listened to a jazz legend who didn't only blow his horn, he blew his top. Today's Dakota Datebook, written by Andrew Alexis Varvel. I'm Ann Alquist.
Dakota Datebook is produced in cooperation with the State Historical Society of North Dakota, with funding from Humanities North Dakota.